We have the Soul Circus Cowboys in the studio. They've been here through last break. We got to know a little bit more about the fellas. And of course, we took phone calls, and their fan base blew up our phones, which is really, really cool, too. You can check these guys out. They are going to be performing next in Brandon at the Nativity Festival right there on 60. It's a really, really cool fair they have every single year there. And Friday night, that is the 17th, I believe. So make sure you guys check it out. Come out and enjoy Soul Circus Cowboys. Have yourself an elephant ear and a beer. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, I eat everything. If I go to the fair, I go there to do work. I'm not there to ride rides I don't fit on.
Elephant ears are a food group, right?
They are a food group. Oh, my God. They're good.
You have to when you go there. It comes around once a year. You got to
Yeah. YOLO, as the kids would say. Yeah, you only live once, especially. And that once is not long if you're tearing into elephant ears. Every fat food should let you know what you're going to turn into when you eat it. You know what I mean? It's like, man, that guy's fat, like an elephant. See what he had for breakfast? That poor fatty. You guys have, you have a lot of new music coming out, right? Am I right, Billy?
We do. We're halfway through our third CD, so.
Which is really, really awesome. Yeah. The song we were talking about earlier is Believe It, and that was a song that you guys kind of got inspired by a lot of tragedy that was happening. You're on the road, and the Pulse nightclub shooting happened, and I remember really clear where I was at that time too. I was at home, and my program director called me up. It was on a Sunday, I believe, and he said, "Hey, do you want to go in and do some live radio? Because people are hurting right now, and they, you know, maybe we can talk to them and take phone calls." And I came in and did a few hours of radio, and it blew up. People here were really distraught, and I know real artists, I'll say that, not some of these fake people out there. Usually, you know, a lot of writing comes from, you know, either a place of hurt or you're inspired by something, and it's usually a strong emotion that makes that happen. At least the artists that I love, that's how it happens. They don't just go sit behind a desk and go, "Okay, I'm gonna sing about the rodeo," you know, and just write a song. You know, unless you got your heart broke at the rodeo, rather not hear about the rodeo.
We but got one of those too, though.
Do you got a heartbreak rodeo song?
Oh, yeah. Looks like a rodeo, baby.
I love it. I love that Jason's like, "You know what? I'm gonna talk from 7 feet away from this mic, and you guys are gonna enjoy it, huh? Yeah, you like that, Fatso? I'm a percussionist. I beat things with my hands.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I want to play a little bit of Believe It, and then we're gonna have you guys perform a new song, which is really, really cool. And once again, if I haven't thanked you guys enough for being in here, I really, really appreciate you guys being in here. It's really, really cool to have you in. And on my show, I would expect to hear you guys on the Mike Calta show or on Drew Garabo, somebody that's really established that everybody knows. We're still cutting our teeth here. You know what I mean? We're doing fine with the ratings.
We're happy to be on.
I don't want
to
brag
or anything.
Thanks,
really,
man.
Thank you for having us, man.
I am a homegrown boy. I will say that. I think I'm the only on-air talent that is born and raised in Tampa.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
Yeah. I like to toot my own horn for that. Yeah.
I
cry with the Buccaneers every Sunday. Every Sunday.
Go down there.
Twitch in my eye.
Anytime somebody messes with them, though, I always pull out my DVD of the Super Bowl year. I go, "You can borrow it if you want to, but I want it back."
Scoreboard,
yeah.
Baby.
The only one I got, scoreboard. I love it. All right. Here is Believe It is a song that was inspired, like I said, when the Pulse nightclub shooting happened. These guys were in their van coming back from a gig, and they really wanted to, you know, to write something. It kind of, I don't know, maybe like uplifting, like kind of give people a little bit of hope.
We know there's a lot of really good people out there, and even though we don't get to see it necessarily on the TV or when you open up Facebook, you see the nasty side. We know that there's really good people wanting to put love back in the world, so we felt like we wanted to be in touch with them. And let's.
You did. You knocked it out of the park. You absolutely knocked it out of the park. And I'm right there with you. Anytime we get really bad news, I get with these guys, my producers, and we prep every show. And the first thing I go is, man, we have to do sad news tonight. Let's follow it up with something super entertaining if we can, to try to bring people back up and put some smiles on faces. Yeah. The last thing I want to do is leave somebody feeling like crap. And you guys, you absolutely know how to inspire and make people feel great. Thank you. And it shows. You guys got 50,000 likes on your Facebook page. It's a lot of people liking you. Here's a little bit of Believe It, guys.
got a long way to go, but I still have faith that better days lie down the road. You can call me a fool, you can call me naive, but you can't change the world unless it starts with you and me. I dream of a place where grace erases hate and love takes its place. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? My mind's climbed to the top of the stairs. Somebody's there who cares and swears. If you can dream it, you can believe it. Can you imagine a world that's colorblind?
We're going to put the video up on our Facebook page, Ryan Adams.
Already on it.
Billy, you look great in this video, dude. Actually, all you guys look great in the video. I'm very straight. I have a woman at the house, but I'm very in touch with you know, all sides of me, and I'm not afraid to tell a friend if he looks good. The video started, I go, damn, look at you, Billy. Mike, you even look good in the video. I'm not going to lie to you. Not even scary in the video at all. Yeah, very... where's Jeff in the video? He's way in the back. I see him behind that candle. Very nice.
He's taking care of the catering.
He's catering. Yeah. Craft Services Jeff. That's his new name. Go check out on the Johnny B Show Facebook page. Also, link up the website for Soul Circus Cowboys so everybody can go like their Facebook page, follow all their social media, go check them out. They play a lot of local spots, really, really good venues. And you know, get out. People are so like inclined to sit on the couch now and just, you know, veg out for Netflix and stuff. We all like to do that. I like to do that too.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, I tore through
Stranger Things.
I tore through Stranger Things in 3 days. I get it. I want to see it. But I also like to go out and check out just a great venue and listen to you guys. The fact that we can still catch you guys locally is a kind of a blessing, because I'm expecting you guys to absolutely blow up, and then you're gonna go away, and then, you know, like a lot of my musician and comedy friends, and they leave, and I can't see them anymore unless I'm watching America's Got Talent or something like that. So. Was that Ronnie D in your video? No.
Another. Yes, it was.
Was it really?
Yep.
Love Ronnie D. Yeah. That is my guy.
He's a bad mofo.
He really is. That is. I'm looking at the video. I'm talking to you. I'm like, hey, what's Ronnie D doing there? Well, he is one of the best, too. So that's really, really cool. All right, you guys are going to perform a song now?
Yeah.
Set it up. What is this song?
This song is called One Foot in the Water, and it's about, you know, two young people that have this animal magnetism towards each other, but they're fearful because they know that they're so attracted to one another that if they go for it, one of them get their heart completely annihilated, but if they don't, then they're going to be left never knowing if it would have worked. So it's One Foot in the Water or One Foot on the Ground. Are we going to do this or not? And we're going to jump in. And so it's kind of like a, you know, a sexy little thing we've all been through.
Yeah, I go through it every day at home.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, here we go. Soul Circus Cowboys, enjoy.
Ready? One, two, three, four.
The August night lays on our skin like fire in the air. There's a mystery in those gypsy eyes and moonlight in your head. The taste of honey on your lips, the voodoo from your fingertips, like a potion that I can't resist. And I don't even care, we got one foot in the water and one foot on the ground. We can either jump in or stay right here and drown. It might feel a little risky slipping off that cotton gown, but that summer moon just keeps on getting hotter. And we're standing here with one foot in the water. There's a restless spirit in the wind that no one else could see. A voice that whispers in our ears the words that we don't speak. I feel us falling off the edge, getting in over our head. Sometimes before the sky turns red, we'll step into the deep. We got 1 foot in the water and 1 foot on the ground. We can either jump in or stay right here and drown. It might feel a little risky slipping off that cotton gown, but that summer moon just keeps on getting hotter. And we're standing here with 1 foot in the water. We got 1 foot in the water and 1 foot on the ground. We can either jump in or stay right here and drown. It might feel a little risky slipping off that cotton gown, but that summer moon just keeps on getting hotter. Yeah, that summer moon just keeps on getting hotter. And we're standing here with 1 foot in the water. And that summer moon just keeps on getting hotter.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Thanks, y'all.
Man, that is, dude, that's one of my new favorite songs. That is so good, man. And you guys are, who does most of the writing on this stuff? Is it everybody?
We all do, yeah.
That's so good, man. That is.
We have the great opportunity to co-write with a lot of top Grammy Award winning songwriters in Nashville.
That is awesome.
Some good friends of ours, so they help us out too.
That is very, very sweet. Have you guys ever been on the show Nashville?
No, we haven't.
I know. I know it's a soap opera, but I love it so much. I can't stand it. God,
But we did just get picked up tonight by the Country Network for Believe It. It's the first network that picked us
good.
Up. It happened on the way over here.
Congratulations, so. Man. Yeah, wow, that really makes me feel great. That is awesome. Yeah. You guys deserve it.
Thank you.
Soul Circus Cowboys, guys, check them out. SoulCircusCowboys.com. This Friday night, they'll be in Brandon at the Nativity Fair. Then you'll be in Riverview the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure you... Party. Check them out there. Just go to their website and check out the videos and check out the schedule and make a date. Put it in your phone.
Please come
get an alert.
Us.
Make a date. Take your wife out. Take your husband out. Cheat on somebody. Go what? See these guys. What did I say that out loud? I was kidding, guys.
We're not promoting that
I meant
part.
Cheat on your diet is what I meant. Go have an elephant ear. That's what I meant. God, thanks a lot, Billy.
Thanks a lot.
Jason, Rick, Mike, thank you guys.
That was awesome.
Anytime you guys want to come back in, I'd love to have you in. So,
thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you in sensitivity class next Wednesday.
I'll be there. Absolutely.